Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. We do mean around the world. Hello, India. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there in the 18-wheelers going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. The website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right. And here we go. Denise Simon from founderscode.com. That's founderscode.com is with us. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right. The DOD, effective yesterday, starting 15 September, is going to require all military troops to be vaccinated for COVID-19. That's when the new policy goes in, 15 September.
Yeah, this one's something you have to watch pretty carefully because I'm getting some indications that if, in fact, you don't have the proper excuses, and I don't like to use the word excuse, or maybe perhaps reason or condition to not have it, then you could lose your security clearance. If you lose your security clearance, then things change significantly for your military career.
You bet.
Including the notion that if you decide that you want to leave the military and go on to be a contractor someplace where you can earn a whole lot more money, whatnot, you can't do that because you don't have any security clearance.
Correct.
So, yeah, watch this one and see how the Department of Defense handles it.
Now, Texas, the state troopers in Texas are still arresting the illegal trespassers. They're ramping up their arrests to do so at the instruction of Governor Greg Abbott. They're not taking them back and turning them in again, but apparently they're going to arrest them, charge them, when they convict them, charge them and hold them for a year. So they'll be in prison for a year in Texas. That's what they're going to do, I guess.
That seems to be the procedure, and what it then does is it creates an interesting file on them for ICE at some point.
Right.
Whenever we get law and order back to have them deported, but it starts a formal criminal file on them. So, I have this vision here that in 2022,
if
Republicans and their conservatives take over the federal government again, is there's nothing else in Congress, that there may be some hope that we can go through massive deportations of those here that are illegal and have them deported. Yeah. So we would be doing lots of raid. Now, that could be wishful thinking on my part, and likely it is. But let's understand, you know, we've been hearing this number 11 million here in the United States illegals for decades. And we know that that number is well up above 20 million. And they estimate here this year that we'll bring in, we've already topped a million, and we could be very close to 2 million. So we don't know what that number is, but
right.
Could we be approaching 25 million or 30 million here at some point in
sure.
real numbers?
Sure.
But that's my thought, too. But
yeah, Trucker Eric is saying this could be challenged like anthrax was challenged.
What?
Remember the anthrax shots, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh. You mean for mandatory vaccines?
Right, correct. When they went over there for desert
storm. Well, Admiral Kirby, the spokesperson for the Department of Defense, gave a little bit of a leeway because the vaccines were still under emergency use authorization. So there's a little bit of a slippery off-ramp here based on that condition.
By the way, Jeff was asking a question. Can we deport the entire Nancy Pelosi gang?
Deport them where? There's not a country that would take them.
That's right. Now, Canada, our neighbor to the north, is allowing non-essential travel for fully vaccinated Americans only outside of Quebec. Meanwhile, in Quebec, they're saying that no vaccine passport means no admittance. You have to have your CDC card that proves you were vaccinated.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, and who's this? It's 2004, the anthrax vaccine was, or anthrax rules were reversed. Who reversed them, the Supreme Court?
I don't know that, so... somebody is a little bit smarter than me on that one, for sure.
All right. Now, I got a question for you. We know that there are COVID-positive migrants being released all across the United States, right?
Correct.
We don't know how many, and nobody seems to know, and nobody's telling how many.
Correct.
We need an answer to that, don't we, from somebody?
Yeah, you think you're going to get it?
No, but we can certainly try. All right, hold that thought. We'll get into that and a lot more when we come back on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break, and she's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's
800-985-1610. This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Now, education of our youth is always critical. We had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. Now, sadly, that just is no longer the case, folks. The sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. They're beautiful, educational, and they teach children history with a heart. Now, volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution, where choices need to be made. In volume number two, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. And in volume number three, it features Tuggy and his bride settle on the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Now, Tuggy's family and friends move through American history, examining the crises that resulted in our greatest country's conflict. Now, visit Tuggy the Patriot Pup. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com, the website for your children and grandchildren. An absolute must for homeschoolers, too. TuggyThePatriotPup.com in English and Spanish, too. And you can find the book locally in the Tampa Bay area by going to the Coastal Market, number 607, Coastal Market number 607 at 607 Clearwater, Largo Road. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
We have a caller on the line, and his trucker, Eric, I believe he's up in Nebraska, and he called in because he was involved with the anthrax stuff years ago. Okay, go ahead there, trucker Eric. What's on your mind?
Well, back in 2004, I was actually an overseas contractor for Kellogg Brown and Root. I initially entered country January of 2004, and they were hot and heavy with the anthrax. I got the first shot, the initial one. But when it came time to get the second one, I was given the choice because I don't I think it went to the Supreme Court. U.S. forces, why are we having to be put through this when anthrax is not an issue in the Middle East? So we were all given the choice, and I believe the Supreme Court is who it went to. And I have a very strong feeling that with this COVID vaccine, we're going to similar action.
Yes.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And on another note, now I'm on TikTok, and I follow a lot of military personnel. Mm-hmm. There was one that was on there just the other day. He's a sergeant first class in the Army, if I'm not mistaken. And he just mentioned that this right now is already in effect. If you want to go on leave, if you have not had your shots, you're going to be denied. If you are, if you're on a promotion board, or you know, if you're up for promotion, if you haven't had your shots, you're going to be denied your promotion. So they're already holding the military over a barrel.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much, Trucker Eric. We appreciate it, and drive safe.
Oh, I'm gonna get tossed around a little bit more here. Have a great night.
All right. Thanks very much. And he's up there, like I said, in Nebraska. He's working his way over to Lincoln, where he's going to stop for the night. Yeah, that's interesting, what he just said. That's interesting.
They're essentially not processing any kind of papers. Mm-hmm. You want to go on leave, if you want to retire, all that kind of stuff. They're extorting the military.
Yep. Which technically they can do if they want it, unless somebody's going to get a challenge somehow through the system. Let's talk about Senator Rand Paul, because he's got a solution to all of this. He says, how about calling for a lockdown boycott? And he says, not this time, folks. Choose freedom. They can't arrest us all.
Well, you know, it's interesting that he said that a couple of days ago.
Yep.
We were having kind of a family discussion here last night, and what I want, if we're going to have these political rallies, I'd like to, one, know where the Tea Party is, but I think they're pretty inert. But I think that we need to be having law and order rallies. I think we absolutely need to go back to law and order and demand it across this country and call out all of those that are not supporting it, you know, and go after those that are working to destroy it, including media, those like Cori Bush. So that kind of follows what Rand Paul is saying.
Yeah. The Tea Parties are around. They just changed their names and did a couple different things. For example, the Tampa Bay Trump Club is the old Pinellas Patriots group. And Manatee Patriots is the old Tea Party Manatee, and they meet every Tuesday night, and their room has as many as 100 to 150 people in it, and Tampa Bay Trump Club has as much as 250 to 300 people every second month when they're meeting right now. That's what they've been doing during the summer. So they're around. They just have changed their names, and you got to look for them in different places, but they're
around doing what? Don't you remember that pretty much any place that you went when we had, you know, Tea Party 360 and, you know, the Tea Party Patriots and whatnot, they were, you know, very busy. They were coordinating rallies. They were, you know, talking about health care. They were talking about taxes. They were, you know, we've got nothing like that right now.
No, we got Trump, and Trump brings them into that, and that's the only place that I've seen them is at that particular level at the moment. So that's where you're at. Okay, let's see here. Let me go over here for a second. Good morning. Who's this? Chris Markowski?
Yeah, it is. Got to call in a little early today, Cap, because I got to get on a plane in about 15 minutes. So,
all right. Well, hang on a second, because I'm talking to Denise Simon. I'll let you listen to what we're talking about here.
Sure.
Okay, so that's Chris Markowski, and I'm not sure, but I think he's still in Greece. So anyway, let's talk about the Taliban in Afghanistan. That is a big mess right now. And here's the problem. Okay, they basically hollered Mayday yesterday. And the United Nations came out and said, look, we need to have somebody step up and try to help Afghanistan. And there's no takers. Nobody wants to help Afghanistan. So
well,
what now?
They told all the Americans to get out a couple of days ago. And the Americans were like, okay.
Yep, and they left.
No, they didn't.
They didn't?
Because they did exactly what they did in Yemen. Where are the airplanes? Where's the airlift? How do you want to get out of here?
They said commercial planes, I heard.
No. No.
That's what I heard. Hop on an available commercial flight.
Okay.
So there's no commercial flights now. You're telling me that, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. I don't know what we're going to do, but Afghanistan, in my opinion, is lost.
It's over with.
Yeah.
It's over with.
Yep, it's lost. And what a shame. I just hope the people that were helping us are able to get the heck out of country.
We're doing all these airstrikes. Well, the airstrikes should have happened before we even left.
You betcha.
I know nothing. I'm just a burned out tennis player that can look at, you know, the conditions.
With bad
knees. I don't know if my knees are all right.
All right. Okay, one other little thing here, because we're running out of time, as always. Never have enough time. Nancy Pelosi's archbishop smacked her again for supporting...
Another one.
Yeah.
Another one.
Well, there used to be something called excommunication. Is she above that?
Yes, and so is Biden.
Jeez. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Unbelievable. Because that's what they would do if you didn't follow the line and do whatever. You were gone.
Here's the thing. I mean, you've got the Catholic doctrine, which is very, you know, different than the other denominations, although it's getting a little slippery unto itself.
Uh-huh.
But where is she in support of protecting religious freedom? I have never heard her say a word about what was happening in all those churches that are going around on lockdown last year. You know, so, yeah, she's worthless.
Okay, so when are you going to write something again here? We're pretty quick?
Yeah, I think so. I think I got tons of things to put up this week.
There's all kinds of stuff you could be talking about. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Pinpoint.
Well, here comes the music in my ear, so I'll let you go, and we'll be right back with more and Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. You have yourself a great day. All right, Denise Simon, everybody. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And I am coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Mike Gallagher is going to take us to break.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Pentagon says it will require all U.S. military members to get vaccinated against COVID-19. In a memo, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said he would request approval from President Biden to enact a mandate that would require all personnel to get vaccinated by mid-September. The Department of Defense said Monday that more than 60% of active duty troops are already fully vaccinated, with about 73% having received at least one dose. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Monday that the salaries of superintendents and school board members who violate the state's ban on mask mandates in school districts could be withheld. In a statement, the governor described the penalty as a consequence for noncompliance. DeSantis signed an executive order last month directing the state's education department to draft rules preventing the implementation of school mask mandates. Two lawsuits against the ban have already been filed by parents in the state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
I think I will. And by the way, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy Kyle Warren, for doing that for us. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at MyPillow, MyPillow.com, the website. Go over there, use the promo code Captain. And remember, you can also call them at 800-641-5459. And for the next 3 days, Mike Lindell is going to be doing a symposium at his website, his personal website and communication center, frankspeech.com. You go over there, and if you want to see the symposium and see what it is he's up to, use the promo code Captain at frankspeech.com. Or you can call in at 800-641-5459 and hear it on the phone. But you're going to need the promo code Captain to get in. All right, calling us now live from Greece, where you're getting ready to come back to the U.S., Chris Markowski, right?
Yes, I am. On my way back. Actually, at the airport right now.
All right. Well, I hope you have a safe flight coming back.
Thank
and all that good stuff. But did you hear about our governor, Ron DeSantis? He's going to appeal the court ruling on the vaccine passports for the Norwegian cruise ship line.
Yeah, I saw that. And I also saw that he's battling a lot of the certain school districts in the state of Florida in regards to masks.
Right.
And, yeah, it's nice to have somebody that stands up for what he believes in. And I'm glad to see that. You got a good one down there.
Yeah, he's a good guy, and he knows what he's doing, and he's not afraid to stand up to the adversarial things that he needs to. And we're all hoping that he sticks around. We know he's going to run for re-election in 2022, but we're certainly hoping that he's going to stick around for 4 years, not 2 years, because there's a rumor that he might just use that as a stepping stone to go to the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. Now,
no, I mean, that could be good if he filled that out. I mean, he's a young guy, so he's got quite the long future ahead of him. So,
Yeah. Now, the 1.2 or 1.5 trillion infrastructure bill is going to be voted on today at 11 a.m. They believe they have the votes, no problem there. But I still doubt that they have all the votes. I think they're still doing some wheeler dealing trying to get the votes. And if it wasn't for the 18 Republicans that went along with Chucky Boy Schumer, they wouldn't even be voting on this.
No, it's, to me, it's kind of shameful, quite honestly. You're looking at a situation where it's actually they're actually discovering now the tie-ins between the $1.2 trillion stimulus and also that new budget, $3.5 trillion, and how the control is going to be, you know, done within the Democratic Party and how money is allocated and handed out within this thing. I left the Republican Party, you know, this long time ago. And I don't even understand what they stand for. They stand for nothing. Every now and then they'll stand up and wave their finger at something certain ones. But then again, when push comes to shove, they're going alongside the Democrats and continue to spend money we don't have.
Yeah. Now, yesterday, the Standard & Poor's dipped a little bit, and it was just off the record as energy shares fell. And wait till you hear this. The price of gasoline, okay, dropped 8 cents a gallon, wholesale price, and the price of diesel dropped 10 cents a gallon yesterday as oil went back down below $70 a barrel.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with pricing concerns or demand concerns because of the Delta variant and what they're expecting moving forward. I don't know if that's going to bear any fruit. I do think that a lot of major businesses, especially after this wave, are going to really rethink their reopening plans, which is going to do a number on commercial real estate. And I think many are going to say, you know what, they're going to throw their hands in the air and say, hey, people, you can just work from home. So, again, it's fascinating to watch.
By the way, there's more and more money being tossed out at the people to get them to take the shots. The going price seems to be $100. Take a shot, get $100.
I wonder if it's working out. They're getting a lot of takers for that. I mean,
yes.
People lining up for that.
They are. Yep.
That's interesting, to say the least. But, fascinating in regards to, you know, people and the extending all this fees. You know, whether it be unemployment, whether it be the eviction moratorium. Oh, we got record numbers of job openings in the United States.
Correct.
And I put it into perspective. It was, you know, out last night, I was speaking with one of the workers, the Greek workers there. I said, you know, we have more job openings in the United States than you have citizens right now in your entire country.
Yeah, 10 million. 10 million.
Absolutely crazy.
Yep, 10.1 million job openings right now as of today. By the way, consumer inflation expectations have hit an 8-year high in a federal study. Everybody's expecting that the inflation is not going to go away anytime soon.
Well, it's not just, you know, you're not just expecting. It already is out of control. And it's not getting any better. And we discussed this yesterday. It's in everything. It's in shipping. It's in trucking. And, you know, energy came down a little bit yesterday, but where it's been over the period of time, it's in housing, supply chain issues, not being able to get enough product out and materials out to build homes. It is just, there's so many different aspects of this thing. To think that it's just going to magically up and go away is patently absurd.
Now, a Harvard professor yesterday was given nearly $1.8 million to study UFOs.
Yeah, I guess. Who gave him the money?
It was a grant from the government.
Oh, was that tax dollars? Oh, wonderful.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Finding new and improved ways to waste our taxpayers' dollars. It's fascinating.
Well, here's something I think I can agree with. U.S. businesses are now being pressured by the government, our government, to stop importing China's forced labor products. And that's what the story says.
Well, I mean, I think it's probably more PR than anything else. Let's be honest here. We're so tied into that country, you know, it doesn't matter what they do. I mean, we're basically foregone conclusion that the virus came from a laboratory there. And, you know, well, what's the pushback? Is it no much of anything? No.
You like going to the gyms, right?
Yes.
So let me ask you a question, because we're starting to see, down here in Florida, it's kind of hit or miss. Will gyms go the way of the arcades and movie rental stores?
I don't know. I think that, some of them have come back. I know that, you know, buying home gym equipment has really skyrocketed. It's going through the roof. It's been a big, big business. You know, again, people got to have space for it, but also certain people like to get out of the house and do things too. You know, I work out now out of my home. I have a home gym and everything there. My wife, on the other hand, she likes to go and do her classes. To each his own.
By the way, Jeffrey Epstein yesterday, the Victims Fund, finally paid out all the money they've got, a total of $125 million to 150 victims.
Yeah, I mean, that's the guy. Again, special place in hell for him. I remember the newspaper, the report that they put out of his couch, you know, what a degenerate that this guy was and how horrible he was.
Now, here's a story, and you can just kind of ponder this one for a little bit. The collapsed Miami condo. Remember the story behind it? The condo?
Yes.
All right. The report came out yesterday that, and 98 people died as a result, that building was not built up to code.
It's not built up to code. I mean, obviously somebody was cutting corners or somebody got paid off somewhere, which, again, is problematic to say the least. And again, they're going to have to go back and take a look at who signed off on all that stuff.
Yeah. And they are doing just that. But when I heard that yesterday, I thought, my God. And you used to hear about that kind of stuff in New York City all the time.
Yeah, it really is. Especially these places, though. But, you know, they should have also taken a look at the, you know, and made the necessary repairs after you saw them. You know, I understand you can look to see who is responsible, and you always want to look to price blame, and rightfully so. But I'm big about fixing the problem.
And then finally, Canada is going to allow vaccinated U.S. citizens to visit again, but they have to show them their CDC vaccination card, a.k.a. vaccine passport, to get in.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, it's pretty much the direction that the powers that be want to take the country in. You know, like I said, it's like some movie out of World War II, papers, please. Everybody's going to be showing their papers all the time.
Yeah, and Andrew Cuomo is trying to weasel his way out of being impeached, but it looks like as if the the Democrats are not going to take it. They want him gone, and if he's not going to go, they are going to impeach him. Just a matter of a few days.
Yeah, I think he's trying to get his ducks in a row, and he'll probably won't see him there much longer.
Nope. So listen, I'll let you go so you can catch your plane and have a happy flight back to the U.S., and we'll talk to you tomorrow, I hope.
You got it. I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, Matt.
All right, Chris Markowski calling us live from the airport in Greece. How about that? Live from the airport in Greece, because he was getting on a plane and he called a little bit early because of that. So there you go. And what's this? I'll be listing my condo for Champlain Towers North. Oh, Jeff. All right, Jeff, you do that. But how about that? I thought there was something screwy about that when I saw the building itself, but oh well. We'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere. On the Captain's America Third Watch, I shall return.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com.
Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And before we get to the caller on the line, I want them to tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, don't forget the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you, to train you to be an aviation maintenance tech. One of them is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, and the other one is up in Concord, Mass, outside Boston. So check them out online at naa.edu, or give them a call and ask to take the tour at 800-659-2080. All right, we're going to go to the telephone line. Good morning, Mary. What's on your mind?
Hi. I just wanted to throw out a possibility on what happened to the Tea Party people and why they're not out in the streets peacefully protesting.
They are out in the street. You just don't know who you're looking for.
Not like the Tea Party was. You look. All you have to do is look at Portland, Oregon. I guess on the weekend, trying to have a prayer meeting, and their Antifa rolled up.
Yep.
So they got sprayed, pepper sprayed, and they threw out the canisters of colored gas. It was a mess, and the police just stood by.
Yep, Portland. So, that's Portland.
Well, that's probably a lot of people just don't want to get tangled up in that. They could get hurt. They have kids there, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a thought.
Well, Well, okay, but again, I'm going to address that, and thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Okay, the Tea Party has gone nowhere. The Tea Party has gotten smarter. Instead of standing out in 100-degree heat, which they will do from time to time, they go to the rallies. They go to the Trump rallies. That's what's the big thing they were doing. They've got signs. They've got posters. They got billboards. They wave flags. That's all part of what they're doing. I know because they're still around, but their names have changed a little bit. For example, Tea Party Manatee is now the Manatee Patriots. Sarasota Patriots, who used to be the old Sarasota Tea Party, is still around. Sarasota Patriots. You've got the Lakewood Ranch group that's still around. You've got the Community Patriots that are around. A lot of those used to be Tea Party groups. The Tampa Bay Trump Club at one time was the old Pinellas Patriots. Now it's the Tampa Bay Trump Club. And on and on and on it goes. Different names were changed. But what they do now is instead of just going out, standing in the street, and doing whatever, which, by the way, when you do that, you're supposed to have a permit. You don't just show up somewhere. But when they do that, they now go in a van or in a bus or whatever to Tallahassee, and they go up there, knock on doors. They have legislative days and weeks when they go up and they do that in Florida. They do that in other states around the country. Tea Party Patriots is still around. I forgot her name now, but she's still around. She's in Washington, D.C., and they still run that group. And some of the old groups that we used to see around when they had the big rallies, that was taken up by the Trump rallies. What they did was they would combine the Tea Party groups into the Trump rally, and you'd see the Tea Party folks waving the Trump flags or Tea Party for Trump or whatever. You'd see all that stuff going on, and they're still doing it. They're still doing it. And I suspect if Trump comes back, you'll see more of it, because it looks like as if he may be, in fact, lining himself up to run for public office here in 2024. Maybe. Don't know for sure. By the way, we've got a bunch of our contractors who came out of Afghanistan, and now they're literally stuck in Dubai. They can't get out of Dubai to go anywhere because their papers and whatnot were left behind or they weren't properly taken care of by the government in Afghanistan or whatever. For whatever reason, they're stuck in Dubai right now. And some of the foreign contractors who powered the logistics of America's forever war in Afghanistan find themselves stranded on an unending layover in Dubai without a way to get home. We're going to have to do something about that, I'm sure, because Dubai isn't going to want to keep them there forever. And they're not going to want to stay there forever. So you got me on that one. Hopefully they'll be able to get that remedied. And let's not forget, and I got to take a look at the weather here, and I'll do that right now. This is a good time to do this. I'm going to see if I can update this and get my 5 o'clock report. Oh, there it is. Okay. Destinations in the northeastern Caribbean Sea likely to become a tropical storm today. Talking about Fred, this system is going to be, and by the way, they have not thrown a plane in yet, but they're going to be maximum sustained winds 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. The storm is currently moving along at 17 miles per hour. The barometric pressure has stayed the same. At 1,010 millibars, it's not changed all night long, so it's not increased, it's not decreased. But again, they haven't flown a plane in there in the last few hours. So I'm sure they'll be doing that today. But let me just go down here to the discussion points, because the storm, the track itself, this is going to be predominantly a rainmaker by the looks. It's going to be coming in our direction. So we may get a lot of rain out of this, and then again, it may go to the panhandle. It's too early to tell. The disturbance was centered near latitude 15.7 north, longitude 62.2 west. The system is moving towards the west-northwest at 17 miles per hour. and this general motion is expected to continue during the next couple of days. On this forecast track, the disturbance is expected to pass near or over the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. And for you folks listening to us on AM 1000 down there in that area right now, that means you later today and tonight, and be near or over Hispaniola on Wednesday. Maximum sustained winds remain at 35 miles per hour with some higher gusts. Gradual strengthening is forecast during the next day or so, with the disturbance expected to become a tropical storm later this morning. Some weakening is likely while the system interacts with Hispaniola on Wednesday. However, the chances are good that it will redevelop again. Right now, it's at 90% that it would develop into something other than what it currently is. And, again, the storm itself is on a track, and if you see it, go to the National Hurricane Center. The entire state of Florida is in the cone of uncertainty, so you gotta prepare for it. But as I said, so far, it's going to be a rainmaker. So far. We'll know about the wind here in another day or two. And we won't see that probably until the weekend. So that'll be all on the cards, too. And that's going to be Tropical Storm Fred later today. Now, you heard me talking with Chris Markowski. You heard me telling you that Andrew Cuomo is attempting to cut a deal to avoid impeachment, also to avoid criminal prosecution. That would involve, more than likely, he would have to resign in order to be keep from being charged criminally. And he doesn't want to resign. But he's not going to have much choice in the matter, in my opinion. They want him gone. I mean, the Democrats want him gone. The Republicans want him gone. The national Republicans want him gone. Joe Biden has come out and said he wants him gone. Senators from around the country have said they want him gone. What part of the word us and the beast a baby don't you understand? And I believe it's just a matter of time before Cuomo goes. I do not believe he's going to be the governor much longer. Now, will he resign? I don't know. But he's certainly going to leave. And they are definitely going to impeach him if he doesn't. That is moving along right now fairly rapidly. They could start that within the next week or two, according to what I heard yesterday. All right, we'll be right back. Ron Edwards coming back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense and certainty.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.